Be seated. Open your Bibles to the New Testament, to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. How's everyone doing today, anyway?
Great.
Yeah, let's give God a real hand clap of praise today. How many of you have a Christmas list? How many of you are too old to have a Christmas list? How many of you wish you were young enough to have a Christmas list? What about a spiritual Christmas list? What about things you're hoping for? What about things that you may be kind of believing for, maybe still hoping for, maybe you quit believing for them, just for whatever reason, maybe dreams have died. Maybe things on the list that used to be more prevalent, things that kind of drove the way you lived, you know, that you were believing God for, and now for whatever reason, because they didn't happen when you wanted them to or thought they should, or things didn't turn out the way you thought they would, and so maybe they've kind of either gotten, you know, a little blurry or fuzzy, or maybe they, you know, mentally are just off the list now. Christmas is an incredible season, isn't it? I mean, for us, you know, ultimately, besides the hustle and bustle and, you know, Black Thursdays and Cyber Mondays and all that stuff, it's really about the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel. And, you know, at a family level, if you have kids that still kind of, you know, gravitate toward believing in this stuff, that's a lot of fun, you know. It's a lot of fun when kids believe in the improbable. You know, and I don't know, the story goes they come down chimneys, but when you have a house without one, you have to get real creative on how he gets in your house. And, you know, how's he eat a cookie? I don't know how he eats a cookie. How's he land a reindeer? I don't know how he lands a reindeer. You know, I mean, you just go through all this stuff in their eyes, you know. And they go to bed on Christmas Eve just believing that a crazy old guy in a red suit is going to come flying by with a bunch of really big bucks. You know he don't go through certain parts of the earth or he'd be shot down, right? But it really doesn't matter, you know, whether their list is big or small. They give you this wish list, right? And it doesn't matter how extravagant, how crazy the gifts are. I mean, they just give it to you. They don't even if they look up the price, they hand it to you fully expecting you to come through, don't they? I mean, not you, of course. You're just going to get it to the crazy guy, right? And it doesn't matter, I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there, but sometimes the list is not one page. You know, and sometimes it's like, hey, you need to prioritize your list so Santa knows really what to get you here. But they just believe. They just believe. They believe in the improbable. They believe in the unlikely. They believe in the illogical. And truth is, they don't know it, but they're believing in the impossible. Isn't that right? And there's a scripture I have to read to you today because I really want to just speak to you about what's the list that you are taking to God right now look like. How big, how extravagant, how crazy is it? How big are your dreams? How big is, if we're wrapping up 2010, how big is 211 looking to you? How big is your home? How big is your future? How big is what you're really expecting the Father to do for you? I mean, how big is that? And that's really all I want to talk to you for just a couple moments today is about your wish list that you're taking to the Father. We're in Matthew chapter 7, and I want to read with beginning with verse 7. It simply says, ask, and it'll be what? Given to you. Seek, and you're going to find it. Knock, and it'll be opened. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, you're going to give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, you'll give him a serpent? And this is the verse you have to see. If you then being evil, and it really means just being fleshly or human, secular, right? Just the Adamic nature, not meaning you're a bad person. It means, you know, we're of earth. And look what it says. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who, what's it say? Ask. If you then, being human, being secular, being fleshly, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more then does the Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to us if we just ask? Father, thank you for letting us be here today. I pray, God, you open our hearts, our minds, our understanding, and that, God, your word would run deep within us today, and that every one of us would walk out of here with that Christmas spirit, God, spiritually. That awareness of Emmanuel coming to this earth, being born for us, that we could have a right relationship with you. And just what does it mean to have God with us, God? How big of a life should we be living? What should our asks look like, God, when we bring the list to you and in faith, in wonderment, in awe, believe, and even get excited about the potential of the list being fulfilled? Challenge us today, God, to challenge you. We thank you for it in Christ's name. And each of us would say, amen. The thing I've never understood about Christmas, though, when your kids are real little, have you ever had, you know, you're waiting for them to open the gift, and they open the gift and play in the box? You ever had that? I mean, don't you just want to go get four boxes from Harris Teeter next year? And I remember one year, Taylor, she was real little, and it's so funny the way we think, you know, we kind of break all this down, but we'll tell our kids don't talk to strangers except one day a year, right? Then we'll take them to the mall where, you know, Santa is, and then it's like, go talk to the man that you don't know, and, you know. But Taylor was so afraid of Santa at the mall. I don't know if you remember the guy that used to be at Greenbrier, but I mean, I think he really was Santa. I mean, he was not fake beard, he was the man. And Taylor was, I mean, afraid, like scared to death to talk to this guy. And so we'd start approaching, you know, where Santa is, and she's like, no, I can't, I'm afraid. And we'd take her away, and we'd walk, and we had to go up on the second floor, and she'd want to just look over. All right, I'm ready, you know, and you'd go back down the escalator and all and get him close to Santa, and she'd be, no, I can't, you know. And I don't know if we ever got to Santa that year or not. Somehow he still got the list and fulfilled it all. But, you know, if we're not careful, that's kind of how we are. We have all these things, man, that would be really cool if. We have all these desires for our marriage and our kids and our home and our family and our career and our ministry and the world and loved ones. And if we're not careful, we just let them live in here and we don't even know that there's a Father that so wants to be a part of those areas of our life. Amen? It says, if you know how, if you know how to give a good gift, how much more so does your Heavenly Father know how to give you a good gift? Just think about that. Just let that soak in for a moment. If you know how, I mean, I don't know if you've ever done the shopping thing where you really are looking for the special gift for the special someone. And you get excited because you found the gift and you're excited for them to get the gift. You ever been there? It's like, man, I can't wait till they open the gift because you feel like you nailed it. And the Father says, if you know how to do that, how much more so does He know how to do that for you? Don't you think He gets excited sometimes about wanting to give you a gift? just for you to open. It's like, hey, heaven, pay attention. I'm getting ready to give Bob a gift. It's something he's been hoping for a long time. It's on his list. He's asked me for it, and today's the day I'm going to give him the gift. If we could just get that thing childlike again in our life where, I mean, they just hand us the list and they believe that somehow it's going to be fulfilled. Here's a scripture for you. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights into your life. Anywhere you look in your life and it's good or if it's perfect, the Father did that. The Father saw that somewhere in your life you were going to get a good gift, a perfect gift. If you know how to give gifts to your kids, how much more so does the Father know how to give you good gifts? Psalm 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you, listen, the desires of your heart. Just be excited again about God, and he will give you, he will gift you with the desires of your heart. Jesus in Matthew 18, he's trying to teach an example, an illustration, a principle of his. And so he's in front of a crowd and he calls a little kid forward. And he brings the kid, and we don't know if he stands him here or if he sits with him or what, but he brings this little kid up, and this is what he says. He says, assuredly, which we would say you can bank on this, you can bet on it, this is the way it is. He says, assuredly, unless you are converted, and it means unless you have a mind change, converted as a little child, he says you won't see the kingdom. And the Message paraphrases that and says, unless you are converted and become thoughtful like a child, you won't even see kingdom activity in your life. Because what happens is as we grow up, we get cynical and skeptical and all those things, and soon we start going to the Father more out of lip service than with a wish list believing he's going to give us something in our life. Amen? So, what's on your wish list? What's on the list that you're taking to the Father lately? Just reflect on your prayer life. Reflect on the things that you would like to see happen in your life. Just in the last week, the last month, just reflect on that for a moment. What your desires truly look like in life. What's on your wish list? What are you believing for? What are you asking or hoping for? You know, one way to identify the true desires of your life is when they just won't go away. If it's there today and it was there a year ago and it was there 3 years ago, that's a desire. And God will give you the desires of your heart. You may have something like, every time I see a Camaro, I want one now. But as soon as I see a Corvette, I want a Corvette. So I'm not sure they're a desire. That's a want. But the things that keep you awake at night are the things that just kind of simmer in your heart. And they never go away. They may have been there for 10 years, 20 years, however long. The desires of your heart, your wish list. If you know how to give good gifts, how much more does the Father know how to give good gifts to you? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I think there's two sources of desires or wishes in our life. One of them is they're just ours. I mean, they're just things we'd like, you know. It's kind of like we're wired, every one of us is wired certain ways. And, you know, one of us may have something you want to do in life and you talk to someone else and their desire may be completely different. And the reason I want to cover this one is it's just life stuff. It doesn't make it more or less important than the ones God gives us, but we're wired by God, amen? And so some of us may think jumping out of an airplane is a blast, and someone else may just want to knit an Afghan, you know, and think that's exciting. We're wired differently, but all of us have things we'd like to do before we die. Do you say amen? I mean, things that just don't go away. You find yourself when you get around a certain group of people, you're talking about them, and they're like, man, that would be cool if I ever got to do that. That would be awesome if this could happen in my home. That would be incredible if. Desires. Things that just don't go away. They were there when you were a little kid. They were there when you're a young adult. They're still there. And yet, delight yourself in the Lord, and God will give you what? And the second source is God-given stuff. You see, our desires are more about life, you know. Yellow Camaros. Say amen. It's very spiritual. You got to say amen to a yellow Camaro. But then God puts stuff in our life that's all about the kingdom. Spiritual implications. Spiritual consequences. Spiritual opportunities. And God just comes by from time to time and just puts it in your heart and says, hey, I want you to do this. And all at once you start finding you have a heart for a certain group of people, or you have something you'd like to do for the kingdom, for God. And neither one of them go away, because God has put them in there, and we've found them through our DNA. Because they're meant to happen in our life. What's the list look like that you've been taking to the Father lately? Is it quiet out there? It's Christmas. Smile. You know why they have to be ridiculous things on your list? If you don't see a better tomorrow, here's what the Bible says. Without a vision, the people perish. And you know what that means? It means you start casting off rules in your life. You start living like today doesn't lead to tomorrow, and tomorrow doesn't lead to the next day. You start living like there's no reason to live, because the list, it's not going to happen for me. It's not going to happen for you. You ever seen somebody that just was kind of coasting through life? Making a living, but not really making a life? It's because what happens is somewhere along the line, the desires fade away, the dreams kind of get taken, and all the stuff that starts saying, hey, this can happen in your life. And all the stuff that makes us dream and hope and believe, it starts fading away. And all at once, you're just marking time. I read a scripture the other day. It kind of messed me up when I was studying for this. It said that you and I should reign, R-E-I-G-N, over all the desires of our heart. You see, if you're not careful, the desires, whether they're yours or God-given, if you're not careful, one of the things that can happen is they can just simply fade away. Say amen. You know this happens. To where, you know, one day you were talking about what you were going to do in life, and then somewhere you quit talking about it. Why? I mean, for whatever reason, it just kind of fades away. To reign over the desires of our heart also, have you ever met anybody that got angry because their dream didn't come true? Hello? Sure, if you're not careful, the things that you thought were going to happen may not have happened the way you wanted them to, or whatever. If you're not careful, you can become a very skeptical, angry, bitter person because of things not going through life the way you wanted them to. To reign over the desires of your heart means to never let them subside and never let them reign over you. But to keep them in this balance to where when you take a list to God, you're still believing him for ridiculous things, and yet if for whatever reason it doesn't happen by tomorrow, you're not going to let it upset your cart and ruin your life because the dream didn't happen yet. If God put the dream in there, I promise you, he didn't put it in there to frustrate you. He didn't put it in there to make you a bitter person. He didn't put it in there for it to be the horizon you can never get to. If it's in there, God will make good on it, because if you know how to give good gifts, how much more does the Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to those who ask? And you already know, if the list doesn't get fulfilled in your timelines, it's easy to quit asking, is it not? It's easy to just kind of mentally give up on it. Emotionally, let it fall away. Spiritually, just let it sink in the background to where your hope goes with it. Am I right? To reign over it means to keep it alive and yet never let it reign over you. So, what's your wish list look like with God? A week ago Wednesday, I was in Canada. Ashton and I had went up to Saskatchewan for a week to hunt. We came out of the woods Wednesday night. It was probably about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. It was warm. It was about 10 degrees. And we rode a four-wheeler and a snowmobile out for about 15 miles, and we came out on this path, and we stopped, and it was dead silent, like a silent night. I mean, it was. The whole earth in Canada is white. It's covered in about 6 inches of snow. And we just stopped for a moment, and everything was quiet. And I just looked up. And we were out in a place where there's not a city light for miles and miles and miles and miles. There's no wind blowing. It's just this beautiful white covered area we're in. There's no wind. And I looked up and I saw more stars than I've seen in years. Because here, you know, they get washed out by the lights. And I mean hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stars. And I was just looking up at a moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And then I saw the Milky Way. And I was telling Ashton and the guy that was with us, I was like, check out the Milky Way, man. They look at it, look back down, they're like, check out the Milky Way, man. It's incredible. And you know what I realized as I reflected on that later? That the Father of lights gives every good and perfect gift into my life. It's what the Word says. What got me to that little patch of ground was a dream. Probably when I was about 12 years old, I took a magazine to my dad numerous times. And in the back, it had these little blocks, you know, little promos, hunting trips. Man, I want to go on a hunting trip. I want to go on a hunting trip. If I was 12 when that happened, I'm 47 now, so 35 years later, a dream. And what got us there was a dream that had lived in my heart for years, and I was giving my son his 18th birthday party present by being up there. To me, it's one of the greatest moments that's ever happened in my life, period. And so as I was sitting and reflecting on this the next day, sitting in the woods, this message is what God handed me. He says, if you know how to give good gifts, if you know how to have dreams fulfilled in your life, how much more, Bob, do I, the Father of Lights, know how to do that stuff? And you know what I realized, and this is my whole point to today, is one, my wish list looks pretty puny for the God that owns the Milky Way, the Father of Lights. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of Lights, in whom there is no variance. He never changes. And man, when you see the Milky Way and consider that you know the guy that owns that, and you're going and asking for little puny stuff, it's like, wow, I'm not even scratching the surface with you, God. I mean, my list looks ridiculous in comparison with who I believe you truly are. And so Thursday, God challenged me in great ways and said, Bob, why don't you start asking for more ridiculous things with me? Because it took you this long, but you gave what you consider one of the greatest gifts ever. If you know how to do that, Bob, how much more do I, the Father of Lights, know how to do that for you? And so I was deeply, amen, amen, yeah. I was deeply moved that next day and challenged to start taking a list to God that's comparative to the list that gets brought to me. Hey, Dad, here's my list. Who do you think Dad is? Hey, Dad, here's my list. Who do you think I am? God? Yeah, I do. The God of all creation, as a matter of fact. Almost to where it feels like, God, I'm sorry for not asking you for great things. What happened, Bob? You know. You end up becoming doubtful and skeptical, and your dreams that were like this are kind of now, dream again, Bob. Deal. I will. And then also, you know, the second thing God let me know. You don't know me as well as you should, Bob. Because if you truly know me as the Father that you claim, you'd start asking me for greater things. And so Genesis, I want to give you what I learned standing out in a 10-degree snowy road. The Father of Lights wants you to start asking him for things that's reflective of him being the Father of Lights. He wants you to, amen. He wants you to ask things that are reflective of who you believe he is. He wants you to take a list to him. He says, listen, become a child again. Don't pray in this doubt. Ugh. Life stinks, God, but you already know that. That's not how they bring me to wish. Not one of my kids has brought me a list and said, hey, I know the economy's kind of messed up. I mean, not one, you know. The list is still on. So don't take God an economy-based list. Spiritually, relationally, mentally, emotionally, don't take him a list that is reflective of your perception of what he's possible, capable of doing. Defends him. Take him a list that's reflective of, no matter how good or bad it is, you still are the Father of the Milky Way. And if I know how to try to make a list get fulfilled on Christmas, how much more do you know how to get a list fulfilled for us? And then secondly, get to know this guy a little more. Hang out with God, Emmanuel. He's with you, amen? That should mean something in our life. God is with us. And then Maybe, lastly, and I'm closing, maybe you're like Taylor. I know I need to talk to him, but I'm afraid. Because sometimes, for whatever reason, you just don't feel worthy of asking God for anything. Hello? Who am I to ask anything of God? God, do you know where I've been, what I've done? I'm just, you know, this little crumb. Who am I? And you see, it's not based on us. It's based on Jesus, Emmanuel. He's the one. Listen to what the Bible says. Come boldly to the throne of grace in your time of need, that you may find grace and help. Come boldly to the Father. And so I want to close in prayer. And I just want to ask you to truly consider your list. Update it this year. Update it for your home. Update it for your kids. Update it for you. Update it for your marriage. Just get the list back out. Consider what you've asked God for lately. Is it reflective at all of the God of the Milky Way? And if not, change it. Begin to ask like your kids ask you. Father, it would be incredible if you would do this in my life. I mean, pray like that. God, it would be awesome if. And if that prayer doesn't go away, it's a desire. And God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? Let's give God a real hand clap of praise today. And so this week, your homework is one, spend time with Emmanuel. Take some time out somewhere and just hang out with God. And secondly, update your list. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much, God, for Emmanuel. Thank you, God, for coming to this earth, putting on flesh, living and dying, God, that we might have life and have it abundantly. You not only know sympathy for us, but you now know empathy for us, God. You know what it feels like to have a good or a bad day, and therefore you've invited us to come boldly into your presence because you know what it feels like to be us, God. And so I pray for my friends, God, that the way you sat with me on Thursday and just caused me to reflect on how insignificant my list is, God, that I would begin, and we would begin, God, to, with childlike faith, start asking you for ridiculous things again. The things, God, that we wouldn't base on our ability and the world around us, but on your ability, God. And that we would reign over the desires of our heart, God, and the desires of our heart would not reign over us. Don't let us become cynical or skeptical or bitter, God, but to be hope-filled. And just like December 25th, there's an air of excitement. Let that be in our lives again. That somewhere along the line, at any given moment, the Father is going to give us a good and perfect gift. And help us to draw closer to you, God. And for my friends, that if there's anyone here, God, that they know they need to come your way, but they are fear-based, that even now, God, you would help remove the fears of approaching you. And we would all understand we don't approach you on our own merit. We approach you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so in this season, God, let us be filled with awe and wonder again of the Christ child. Let us be filled with excitement again of the Heavenly Father. Let us be filled, God, with a preferred vision, God, a future that makes us want to live at a higher level again, God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and each and every one of us would say, amen. Could we give God just one more hand clap of praise today? A couple things. One, make sure you read your bulletins, please. There's tons of things going on that are happening. Like tonight, rehab is happening. I know a lot of you have come out to that. Read about that. But we've got things we're trying to do for the world right now that we'd like you to be a part of, and something to be praying about. We are praying about our worship direction and all, and the people that are part of that right now are incredible and doing an awesome job, aren't they? Amen. Yep. But we have probably, if things go right, we'll have a guest with us next weekend, and someone else I'm talking to as well, that we're just trying to figure some pieces out. So just be praying, because God has all that figured out, and it's nothing for us to wig out. I mean, if we know how to give good gifts, the Father knows how, and he's got it all worked out for us. And until, hey, it's all good. Amen. And so, the one thing I thought about that I want to leave you with is, don't let Genesis become a building in your life. And I mean, don't come in, take a seat and go home, and take a seat and go home. Just get in the midst of things here, because we don't want to be and become a church of anonymity and just showing up. There's a lot going on, and there's a place for you. But read the bulletin, please. A lot going on. We want you to be a part of. So everybody having a good day? Amen. Let me mention one thing. My friend Jay. Jay does a big outreach tonight. He's reaching out to hundreds and hundreds of kids through his foundation, and that's happening tonight. So later on today, just say a prayer for Jay and his ministry that it'll run smooth. He said he didn't want the wind blowing this evening, but it's hundreds of kids that he's giving Christmas to tonight, which is incredible. So, yeah, amen. Yeah, so anyway. Love you guys. If you see someone around you don't know, introduce yourself before you get out of here. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon. God bless you.